Back in 2014, I had the opportunity to go to Rome for the first time in my life, and one of the places I went to was the Colosseum. The Colosseum was built with all of the gold and the other resources from the temple in Jerusalem that had been destroyed around the year 70 AD. And it was built over the course of 7 years with Jewish slave labor. And one of the things the Colosseum, of course, was known for was for the games of the gladiators. Well, around the year 391, there was a monk by the name of Telemachus who went to the city of Rome. And he was appalled to see what was happening in the Colosseum, as gladiators would go to fight one another and they would cry out, "Hail to Caesar! I die for Caesar! I die for Rome!" And Telemachus couldn't believe what he saw, that 4 years after the coming of Christ, that these types of things were still happening. Well, as he was there at the Colosseum, he did something very unusual. He jumped into the arena and shouted, "Stop! Stop! This is wrong!" And with that, he was killed. Well, at the time, there was an emperor by the name of Honorius who actually was a Christian. And he declared that this monk was a Christian martyr. As I said, St. Telemachus died in the year 391, and it's believed that it was only 13 years later, which in the expanse of history is not very long, in the year 404, that the last of the gladiatorial games took place in the Colosseum. Why would a man be so inspired to give his life to stop this kind of violence? It's because Telemachus knew something that's at the heart of today's psalm, that in this world, peace is hard to come by. However, this idea of peace, the Hebrew word is the word shalom, which means everything being integrated together. This idea of peace is something that Telemachus realized is seen throughout the scripture. And in today's psalm, which is one of my favorite psalms, there is this beautiful poetic expression that puts it this way: mercy and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss one another. Let me read that again. Mercy and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss one another. What is mercy? Well, in the Old Testament, mercy is the most beautiful word to express the compassionate love of God, shown, of course, most fully in the person of Jesus Christ. And here we're told that the compassion of God, joined to faithfulness, results in righteousness and peace, kissing one another. And so when we think about that, faithfulness is the steadfast love of God. And when people learn in their own lives to embody mercy and faithfulness, they become righteous. And the word righteous in this sense means the right ordering of our lives, to be ordered in the way that God wants. And when Telemachus went into the Colosseum in Rome, he realized this is not the right ordering of our lives. This is not the righteousness that God desires. And so, as these come together, righteousness and peace kiss, and then the psalm goes on to express these beautiful words: faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Faithfulness is like the summer flowers. Righteousness is like the summer rain, the sun, those things that make the conditions for growth possible. And what the Lord wants to instill within us is this understanding that in a world like this, where, well, we might not have gladiatorial games any longer, but where we do have a thirst for violence in so many different forms, in a world like this, the church is called to be a voice and to live in a way that is very different. But so often, as was the case with Telemachus, it will require a certain kind of suffering because it requires a certain kind of vision. Throughout the last week, we've been reading the prophet Amos. And Amos was from the southern kingdom of Judah, but he was told to go north to Israel to prophesy that what was happening in that northern kingdom was unrighteous. And if you've been at Mass over the last week, you'll remember repeatedly Amos's words are resisted by the king, by the priest, and by the people of Israel. And in the passage that Lilo read for us this morning, what you need to know about this passage, it's the very end of the book of Amos. This is how the prophetic book ends. And I want to read these words to you again in a more contemporary translation and hear how these words embody what our psalm for today speaks of. Amos writes, "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast that your head will swim, one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities, they'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables, and I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land that I've given them. God, your God, says so." That's how the book of Amos ends. Do you see the vision? Do you see the understanding? That, of course, this world is not like this. But we are called to be a people who embody in the present what will one day ultimately be true. And that is the fullness of God's presence within us and through us. St. Augustine wrote a book called The City of God. And in this book, which was written at the time when the Roman civilization was collapsing, he talked about, on the one hand, there's the city of man, and on the other hand, there's the city of God. And, oh, by the way, Augustine died in the year 430. Telemachus was 391. So they would have been alive at the same time. And in the city of God, this is how Augustine defines peace. He says, peace is the tranquility of order. Peace is the tranquility of order. That's it. And that's what Amos prophesies at the end of his book. And of course, this is what heaven will be. Heaven will be peace. Heaven will be righteousness and peace kissing one another. Heaven will be tranquility of order. And Catholics who have understood this recognize that although we can never make that world happen here, we do everything we can to embody in the present the values that will ultimately be ours. And so that's why the Church talks about corporal and spiritual acts of mercy. That's why the Church has, for 2,000 years, always been a sign of light of the presence of Christ in this world. Because we live in a world that always needs to be renewed. We live in a world where we need the new wine that can be put into the new wineskins of those people who do not become cynical and bitter and hard like an old wineskin. But our souls are always malleable and open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. May we at St. Peter's continue to establish a community. May our homes and where we live be places where we want to see the kind of faithfulness that springs up from the ground being the result of the grace of God coming down from heaven.